We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, Ryan Horvat, host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks do not want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Week 12 of the NFL season, Ryan. And, man, it seems like this has been a bit of a strange season in general, just with so many teams kind of middle of the pack and some teams are starting to jump out ahead. It's been a little bit different.
It really has. It's been really a weird season, only that, like, I remember growing up, like, there was four teams that it seemed every year
right.
that could legitimately win a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, growing up for me, it was the San Francisco 49ers, and I grew up a Green Bay Packer fan, and you always knew that they had a shot, you know, with Brett Favre, and you knew the Broncos would be in the equation.
Steelers.
Although it took Elway forever, you know.
Steelers, yeah.
And now it's like, man, now we don't really know who's any good. Like, I like this Bengals team a lot, but I still think, to succeed, you kind of have to go through like those, like, kind of like what the Bills have had to go through, like those playoff failures, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then with the Bills, like, this should be their year. And a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this team, like, man, they're the best team in the AFC. Look at the point differential, plus 150. They're not just beating teams, they're beating up on teams. There were a couple bad losses, like the one to the Jags, but still. And then last week, again, like, I'm not really sold on the Bills, so it's been a weird season. If you like underdogs, this has been your year. They're cashing at an unreal rate, and we still really don't have any clue who's any good.
And, Ryan, you look before the season, unless you were a diehard Cardinals fan, a lot of people picking them to finish fourth, the NFC West being the toughest division. You look at the Rams, they're all in right now. You look at the 49ers, they were going to have all their injured players back, and you look at Seattle, where they're at right now. Then what's been impressive with the Cardinals is that they won a couple of games without Kyler Murray.
With Colt McCoy.
With Colt McCoy. That's impressive to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great example that, like, none of us know anything. We can do all the research. We could watch every single game. I go back and watch every single game on Game Pass. You know, even if it's the Jets and the Dolphins, I'm going back and at least watching the condensed version. I'm going through the box score. I'm going through the stats. We're going through the metrics. But when it comes down to it, I said this before the season. I said, man, the Rams are going to be good. And some people didn't believe in Matthew Stafford. Maybe that's right, because he only has 9 career wins against teams with winning records. I said the Seahawks aren't going to be very good because that defense isn't very good. And Russell Wilson can't always be the deodorant that covers up that stink that organization's been since the Legion of Boom broke up. And then, you know, you have the 49ers, who maybe some people think that Kyle Shanahan's overhyped. I think he's a great play caller. I don't know that he's a great head coach. He's had the 1 year, and then they've been pretty beat up since. But Arizona's a great example that we don't know anything, because preseason, I said Cliff Kingsbury is going to be looking for work after the season. Last week, again, with Colt McCoy, guys, as his starting quarterback, perfect game plan. He keeps finding ways to win games. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury's good. And maybe Pete Carroll's no longer any good. Like, we don't know anything, but Arizona's a great example of that. They continue to find ways to win. And last week I was so excited because I had the Seahawks as 3-point underdogs.
Oh.
They closed as 3-point favorites and still got beat by 10 with Russell Wilson back going against Colt McCoy. So it's been a crazy year, and Arizona's the perfect example of a team that's kind of proved everybody wrong.
Okay, Ryan, I hate to give up more than a touchdown in a game, but tomorrow – Bobby ain't going to like this, but I really like the Cowboys over the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders look like they're in free fall at this particular point. They're not converting anything on third down. They can't stop anybody. their running game is sort of null and void. And, you know, the Cowboys had a, you know, it wasn't a great game against the Chiefs. And Chiefs deserve to win that game. But I like them tomorrow against the Raiders.
You know, I do too. And I feel like the Raiders are going to end up being a very popular pick. And I feel like, you know.
Because it's more than a touchdown.
Because it's more than a touchdown. Exactly.
It's 7.5. And
so what I'm hoping is that maybe the public run out there. They bet it so much that we get a 6.5 or we at least get a 7. But I think this is a perfect bounce-back opportunity for Dallas. And I can't bet money right now on this Raiders team because of everything that's going down with that organization. You had the John Gruden thing, the terrible situation with Henry Ruggs. And now, I mean, you know, your deep threat is DeSean Jackson, who we saw a couple weeks back. He literally lost his mind, you know, and hit the spin button if you're playing a video game and fumbled the ball. I don't think that that's a very good team right now. And it stinks because I really did like what they were doing in the beginning of the season, you know. And right now, I think Dallas is a good team. You know, the injury situation and the COVID situation scares me a little bit. But coming off of that stinker they had last week, I expect them to bounce back. And, again, I feel like this is a week where if you like underdogs, wait until the last minute. Or if you like a team that you think is going to be a very popular underdog, like a team like the Raiders. You know, even though Dallas is typically a public team, just because so many people are going to be gambling this weekend. You know, especially like if you're sitting at the dinner table, your aunt's telling you about the casserole recipe, you don't really care. You're going to pull that phone out and go over to the BetMGM app. So that's the one thing to be careful with, you know, especially those chasing situations, the public favorites. You know, like, I'd be careful if you like the Buffalo Bills, I'll tell you that, because I already played the Saints, and I waited, and now with the Kamara news, I mean, that really stinks. I just think Sean Payton will come up with the perfect game plan, and I bought it at 7 because it's at 6 right now and paid minus 135 juice. I wouldn't be shocked if they won that game. People are hyping up the Bills, but this is a weekend to be careful just because the public's out, and they're going to be betting a lot of money. So this is a weekend where you really got to be careful, you know. But I'm completely with you on that one. I do think the Cowboys beat up on the Raiders. And I think the Raiders are going to have a rough couple weeks coming up.
And, Ryan, boy, you bring up Saints and Bills. And looking at the local teams, it seems like it's been 6.5. You said you got, you know, the Saints with 7. But I'm looking at LSU, A&M. I want to say that was like 6. You look Tulane at Memphis, 6.5. So that magic number is 6. And we all underdogs over the holidays, but the one thing, if you'd have told me that before, now you don't know about injuries at all, before the season started, I don't think this ever happened under Sean Payton, that they would be underdogs in the Caesars Superdome back-to-back games. That's going to happen in the Bills. It's going to happen next Thursday night against Dallas.
I know. And like with the Saints being dogs in the dome, like I still just can't believe it. And especially just because like we look at the last decade, like that's when you know things are changing. And this is what makes me a little bit nervous, guys, as a football fan, because like I brought up, I'm a Green Bay fan. And so I grew up with Brett Favre. I didn't have to go through the bad years. And then I went right over to Aaron Rodgers, you know, and despite like, I mean, there's been a couple bad years, like where he goes down with a collarbone injury and I've had to watch Brett Hundley for a couple games. But I've been blessed with great quarterback play, as have the Saints with Drew Brees. And it was so weird when I really was like, wow, things are changing, was when they were underdogs and I was all over the Saints. And I was on this show and I said, guys, they're going to beat Tampa Bay. But it was just so weird to see them that big of dogs at home, you know, in the dome where,
right,
man, like, nobody wants to go there and play the Saints. So it is crazy. I'll be looking to play some dogs this weekend in college football. I don't know what to do with LSU. You know, you look at this spot, I don't like betting against A&M just because they are so tough defensively. But they've been up and down all season long. And here's where, okay, does LSU, are they just looking to get into the offseason and, hey, we're starting fresh? You know, some guys may leave the program. We already lost some recruits. We're just going to start fresh and let's just kind of like mail it in? Or are they going to go out there and try to win one more for Coach O? You guys probably know better than me.
All I know is they hate Texas A&M from Ogeron right. All the way on down. That there's something there that sticks them pretty good from back to that 7 overtime game and Jimbo Fisher's name constantly being brought up. And come on, that get under your skin after a while. And I think LSU is going to go toe-to-toe with them.
Well, they went.
I don't know if they can win.
They went toe-to-toe.
Their defense can play.
Look at the point
well.
Spread. They went toe-to-toe with Alabama. And I think if you make the throws, you have a chance to win the game.
I completely agree. I'm like it, and we'll see how my weekend goes, you guys, because like I said, you know, you got the dinner table and whatnot. I might even take a shot with them on the money line in this game, but I would not be shocked if they did win this game. Again, and this is going to be a spite bet for me because I am a big Coach O fan. I'll tell you, that team a couple years back, I was a huge Joe Burrow guy, and I'm so jealous that Ja'Marr Chase isn't a Green Bay Packer. Not that I ever thought that was ever going to be the case, but a couple years back when Green Bay took Jordan Love, I really wanted them to move up for Justin Jefferson, and you guys saw why last Sunday. He's my favorite receiver in the NFL. Him and Chase, I mean, so I will be betting on LSU just because I do love that program. I like Coach O. I don't care what anybody says. And I can't stand Jimbo. Hell of a coach, but, you know, he's cost me money. I bought into them to start the season because of that defense.
You hit the sore point. He's cost you money.
Well, that's always
a bad
thing. The
feeling.
Thing is, when A&M thinks they're really relative, they're not even Mississippi State champs. Yeah. They lost to Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Ryan, we got to run. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Ryan.
That was Ryan Horvat, the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvat analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. Deuce McAllister is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.